I figured perhaps it would be nice to mention a nice Devar Agoda, which might be appreciated, on today's daf, where we learned that the Pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael being dispersed throughout the world. Ki ka'ava ruchais ha-shamayim peirasti eschem min umashem. Simply meaning that the Pasuk is just saying that Klal Yisrael was dispersed throughout all four sides, all four corners of the world. But in the Drash, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is comparing Yisrael to the Ruchais. In what way? Kesheim she'i efsha lo'olam b'lo Ruchais. Just as Ruchais, winds, fresh air, is vital to the world's existence, likewise, kach, e efsha lo'olam b'lo Yisrael. And Rashi brings the Pasuk, im lo'i b'risi yamim v'layla, chukai shamayim v'ares lo'i samti. The bris of Torah is vital, is necessary for the existence of the world. And being as such, Klal Yisrael needed to be dispersed throughout the world, because a Yid who keeps Torah in that particular location provides the reason for that location's existence. So Klal Yisrael were dispersed throughout the world to keep the world going. Interesting to note, there is a similar Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin, which reads as follows. Also speaks about the fact that Hashem dispersed us throughout the world. And for what purpose? Says the Gemara, V'amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo yihigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael, Lebein Umay. So you know why? Hashem sent Yisrael all throughout the world, all throughout the nations, Ela, for the following reason. Ela Kadosh Shiyitoysu Aleihem Gerim. This would generate Gerus, that converts will come and attach themselves to Yisrael. The fact that Yisrael are found all over, it generates interest. It piques their curiosity and activates the concept of Gera. Shenemar Uzrati Ali Ba'aretz, I will plant you in the land. And Golas is like planting a seed into the ground. Klum Adam is a Reya Se'ah. When a person plants a Se'ah, a small measure, what does he have in mind? Ela lahachnes kama kurim, to generate a huge supply, a huge crop of many kur. So one seed generates more than just one seed worth of crops. Otherwise, why would you plant it? Likewise, Yisrael and Golas are like a zriya. Hashem plants us in Golas to activate the process of Geiris, which results in Goyim. Neshamas, which are meant to belong in Yisrael, it activates that process and gets them to come and join us. So that's the simple meaning of the Gemara. I went to a beautiful, beautiful approach, the name of Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelowitz, Zatzal, the founder of Torah Vadas, Torah Mesura, a great man, who used to tell us Talmidim based on this Gemara. He says, look, the point of Golas is as follows. He says, everything in the world, even things which don't appear positive, really has a positive core to it, otherwise it wouldn't exist. It has a nekuda of kedusha, of holiness within it, that has to be extracted and absorbed into Torah, into mitzvahs, incorporated into service of Hashem. Everything in the world, everything that exists, was created for that purpose, to provide that makom of kedusha, makom of shechina, asur limigdash v'shachati b'seichem. Therefore, he said like this: Lo yihigla hakadosh baruch hu es Yisrael lebeinu umos. You know why we were sent throughout the world? To serve as ambassadors of Hashem. The point was to have us live in various countries, amongst various nations, into various cultures, where we find various elements which are positive. He used to speak about the punctuality of the Germans, the depth of mind of the Russians, generosity of the Hungarians, and so on and so forth. Every culture, every nation has something unique about it. Some personality that's unique to it. Some characteristic that's found uniquely there. And he says that's the point of us going into Golas, to pick up those points, to adopt those positive elements found throughout the Dor, throughout the Goyim, not to blend with the Goyim, not to be absorbed into their cultures, rather to take the positive elements of their respective cultures and incorporate it into Avodas Hashem. Be punctual by davening, be generous with tzedakah, learn in depth. So that's the point of sending us out, so that we can go ahead and find those positive elements, each one of those nations, of those cultures, and bring them into Kedusha. In fact, he used to say that America is the melting pot where everybody gathered back together. What's the point? Let's see what you have. The Polish Jews, the Hungarian Jews, what'd you pick up in your native land? What can we use for Kedusha? He used to make a joke. You have two Yidden not getting along. The Polish Yidden, Hungarian Yid. So he says it's not the Jew element within them that's not getting along. The Jews love each other. After Rachamaycha, we all one Hashama. He says rather it's the Polish element. It's the Goyish element within the Polish Jew that belongs to the Polish culture. It's not getting along. It's not coinciding with the Hungarian element within the Jew, Hungarian Jew. It's the non-Jewish aspect of that culture which is jiving, which is clashing with each other. But of course the Jews, they love each other like brothers. So that was just a joke he used to say. But in any case, on a serious note, there is something positive about the Hungarian culture, about the German culture, about the Polish culture, Russian, which has to be incorporated into Kedusha. That's the purpose of Tachas HaBriya. So when we come together, he used to say, come together in America, that's the Ma'aseh V'chol HaMachnes, that's the multi-pot, everything comes back together. All the positive elements found throughout all the nations and cultures are now stitched back together, incorporated, and absorbed into Kedusha, which is the Tachlas HaBriya. So that was the point of Loi Pizron, Loi Higla, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bein HaUma is only so that we get Gerim. And he used to say Gerim isn't necessarily only the physical Gerim, the people that join us, but the elements within the various cultures which now are absorbed into Kedusha and are incorporated into the kaleidoscope of Yiddishkeit, which serve as a mokim, Hashruas, Hashchina, which is a Tachlas HaBriya, to bring about Kedusha into the entire world and all aspects of the world, to be ma'ala and spiritualize and be mekadesh it, to make it an abode for Hashem Shechina. Amen, ken yiratzon b'karev b'yomenu.